You have an actual purpose on this planet. And there's so many people that just don't decide on themselves because of fear of failure and fear of what other people are going to think.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And I know some of you guys are used to hearing me solo on here, but I've been bringing on some friends recently because I haven't been wanting to be alone because I'm already quarantined alone. Well, I have my husband. But I have been really wanting to just use this time to connect a little bit deeper with people and maybe not have people on for the full hour and do an interview to be able to get more people on the show. And there was somebody that I wanted to bring on right away because I'm obsessed with their brand. I'm obsessed with what it's all about. And that is Christina LaCure. So thank you so much for coming on today's quickie.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I love you and I'm so honored.
Oh my God. Well, I feel like you've been in, it's so crazy because I feel like you have just been in my world forever, but it kind of hasn't been, well, yeah,
it's been a year,
but well, I met you a while ago.
A long time ago, like 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah. It's so funny though. Timing is so divine. And then all of a sudden it's like, that was like with myself and Lindsay Schwartz, like she was in my life forever. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, okay. We're in each other's life all the time. It's amazing. It's timing, isn't it? Like it's all
time. I love her. She is wonderful. And I'm so glad that she's in my life too.
Oh my God. So what I do with these quickies when I bring people on is we get really like straight to the core. So what I want to chat with you today about is what your entire brand is all about. Like what you're all about is really deciding and making the decision because that's exactly what it is. Here's why I'm so obsessed with it is because there's a phrase or a saying that says that indecision is still a decision. And that is like, so that was so powerful for me to understand that, yeah, you might be thinking that it's that you're afraid or, you know, that you're blaming your past or your circumstances, but it truly is like, there's a reason why you're not deciding. And tell me about like why that's so important to you.
Yeah. You know, deciding has been like my thing in my whole entire life. You know, I was a former professional golfer before I got into the coaching and I just made a decision that I was no longer happy doing what I was doing. And I decided right then and there that I was going to take fast action to do something different. And that's really when I got into this world of the coaching and the masterminds and the live events and things like that. But I feel like every single day we have a decision to show up. And I really, truly, I think it's maybe an Ed Milet quote, but I really want to decide today to be the best version of myself. Because for a really long time in my life, I was not even close to that human being. So every day, my goal is just to try to act, even if I don't feel like it, but to act from the place of my highest vibration. And that is truly a decision, waking up every morning. And, you know, obviously, as you and I both know, it starts with a lot of little tiny decisions that add up to, holy crap, this decision is like, you know, this decision has created the life that I have.
Okay. So for people who are in that place of like, I don't even know what to decide on. Do you have any pointers for somebody who's listening right now? And they're like, if I could even get clear on what it was that I need to go all in on, like, what are the steps to knowing what you need to make a decision on? Like what you're excited about?
You know, I truly believe that you, like you said in the beginning, like indecision is a choice as well, right? Mm-hmm. Like a perfect example in this, I think is, like I said, I played professional golf and I still host corporate and charity golf events. When this whole pandemic happened on March 11th, I literally lost over $100,000 of income in 2 days. I lost 3 coaching clients. I have a live event that I had to make a decision on, as did yourself with the Bliss Project. And I'll be honest, for probably about a good 48 hours, I wanted to cry, you know, throw my computer in the pool and say, peace out. This was fun. But I also then decided right then and there that I, and going back to being a professional athlete, there's a lot in me that is extremely competitive. Mm-hmm. And I decided right then and there that I was going to make the decision that I am going to use this as the biggest fast forward blessing in my life. And I've shown up every single day making that decision. Like, you either decide that you're going to go back to your old patterns, or you're deciding that you are going to show up as the highest version of yourself. And I looked at that situation and I said, I am deciding that this is happening for me. And there's been nothing that is going to get in my way to say that this isn't happening for me. Mm. I just think that that You like you said, you can choose one or two things. And every single day, I just want to wake up and choose that. And I think it's the small decisions every day. You know, if you want the 6-pack abs, do you decide to eat the cake or do you decide to eat the carrots? You know, it's small decisions every single day that are getting you closer to where you want to be.
Oh, man. Okay. So I really want to get to the point of where what a decision truly is, because people are like, no, I've made a decision. Yeah, I really want this. And then they're just leaving the window cracked. Mm-hmm. So what does it mean to really decide? What do you have to, how do you get your brain to understand, or what do you say to yourself when you've truly decided?
You know, I actually think this is funny. A friend of ours, Amy Ladine, you know Amy, you love her. She's in Chris's Elite Mastermind. She has these daily agreements that she does, the daily agreement card. And I think that for me, just having like certain agreements that I tell myself every day, certain decisions that I've made every single day, that decision can change tomorrow. But today I have a card of decisions that I'm going to hold true to. And I keep showing up to those decisions. I think so many people get so bombarded on all of the things, like, you know, obviously a big part of your community is the fitness and the health and wellness. You know, you can think about, oh gosh, I have to lose 20 pounds, but really it comes down to tiny little decisions every day. Are you going to drink more water? Are you going to make one better decision at lunch? Are you going to, you know, cut off your meals at 8 o'clock instead of 11 o'clock? You know, it's just tiny little decisions every day that I think, you know, decision fatigue is a really, really big thing. And I think starting in the morning, totally right. We make thousands of decisions a day. And by 8 o'clock, oh my God, if you're not really clear on what your decision was at 7 o'clock in the morning, by 8 o'clock at night, you're like pounding down the dessert and you're like eating until midnight, right?
Yes.
Or drinking the whole bottle of wine. And I think in the morning for me, having really clear decisions on what I'm going to do for the rest of the day. And again, going back to that really competitive mindset is I promise you, I am going to hold true to my decision, because I don't want to wake up tomorrow morning and be disappointed in myself that I didn't do the little things that are getting me closer to where I want to be.
Okay. I'm obsessed with this. And here's why, even for my life right now, like, when you said making like decision cards every day, I'm literally going to go in the morning and decide what I need to get done and what I'm also going to write, what I can let go, because I've noticed that it's like, oh, I'm going to be on top of my social and my emails. Well, guess what's not going to get moved forward as quickly is all the decisions I need to make on the biggest thing that I want to move forward right now. Mm-hmm. Because you're so right about the decision-making fatigue. Like when we open our inboxes or emails, there's a lot of, like, let's face it, there's a lot of weeding through that you have to do. There's a lot of no's that you need to say. And saying no is hard, especially as a woman. Like, we have to say no so much throughout the day. So if you can hold off on different things like that and just be like, hey, that can come later. Mm-hmm. Here's the decision I'm making is to move forward on X. I love this so much. So when you set that up, how do you set that up? Like, are you like, this is the one decision I'm making today, or the, like, kind of like the promise you're keeping to yourself, or do you do three, or how does that look?
Yeah. You know, it's actually, I don't want to take full credit for it. It's definitely Amy Ladine's program, but I've been helping my clients use it a lot lately, and I'm doing it myself. I literally have the cards right in front of me, but I make the decisions the night before, and there's 6 decisions.
Oh, smart.
Are really, because the thing is if you make the decision in the morning, you know, like, it was my husband's birthday and we have a cake in the fridge. Well, if I make the decision at 12 o'clock that I'm not going to eat cake at 6 o'clock, chances are I might eat that cake. But if I put that on my card the night before that, like, no, there's no cake, you know, tomorrow, considering you ate this massive piece yesterday, then, you know, it's a decision that I've made and I can hold true to that decision. And I think that, you know, again, like you said, like, what is the things that are going to get you closer to where you want to be? There's so many things. And as a perfectionist or a recovering perfectionist, mm-hmm. and as a woman, you know, where you're trying to do so many things and run the business and do all the things and be the great wife and do all the things, I think we get so caught up in doing too many things that we forget, mm-hmm. like, what are the most important things? And I think something that you said, which was really important, is saying no. I heard this before. It's obviously not my line, but by saying no to something, it means that you're saying yes to something. Mm-hmm. And the most important thing, right? Like when you say no to all the other guys, it means that you said yes to your husband, mm-hmm. or whatever it is, your girlfriend or your responsibilities or whatever it may be at that time. But I think saying no is sometimes one of the best decisions that you can make, because you know yourself, you're very much one to do all of the things, but sometimes mm-hmm. you have to start saying no to be the best version of Lori.
Mm. It's so true. So for deciding, like what, I know that you have a whole event around deciding. It's decide, it's your turn.
Yeah.
And I love that, because that in itself is a decision to be like, no, it's my time. Like we're going to decide to say no. And we're going to decide to stop. It's crazy when I think of all of the things that a lot of different personality types have to decide to do. Like I have to decide to say no to helping other people nonstop, because I've actually had friends who are always volunteers or always helping people in such huge ways. And I'm like, it's time to stop doing that for now. And it's time to actually start saying, like, taking all of your time for yes to move your vision forward. And that's an interesting space to be, isn't it? That sometimes you have to say no to the things you actually want to be doing that make you feel validated and make you feel really good and make you feel like seen and valuable to people in order to start moving the vision that is supposed to come out forward. So what do you find, like what made you number one decide that you wanted this to be around like deciding to choose yourself? And what do you commonly see as like the struggles that people have to overcome in order to take their turn?
Well, first of all, I think the reason why I did decide it's your turn is because there's been nothing more impactful to me than surrounding myself with like-minded people who are on the same journey in life, who have the same vision, who have the same dream. I mean, you understand that more than anyone. You're part of the, you know, I was in your mastermind where I want to be surrounded with the people that are doing great things in life. And I think decide it's your turn, how I kind of came up with that. It was, you know, you can decide that it's your turn to start the business, your turn to lose the weight, your turn to start treating yourself better. I truly had to get to the point where I put myself first, because for such a long time I listened, you know, I played professional golf, like I said, but playing professional golf was truly not about me. It was about the fact that everyone thought my life was so amazing and I looked a certain way and I was making, you know, money and I was on television and all of the things, but it wasn't my decision. My decision mm-hmm. is now following this path to, you know, supporting others and following their purpose and their journey. But I think for me, it's like making that decision that I'm no longer going to put everything else in front of my true, what I believe is my purpose on this planet. Mm. And I think for, what was the second question? I forgot what the second question
was. It was, what do you, yeah, don't you, that's the thing about whenever I tell people about being a podcast host, I'm like, don't double ask people questions. And then I do it
all. Questions.
Triple down on the questions. And then I'm like, damn it, why did I do that? The second one was, what do you commonly find is like the roadblock for women of like stopping them from choosing themselves, like deciding it's their turn?
There's two things, and I think you know this as well. Number one, I think is people are so fearful of what others are going to say, and they're fearful that they're going to fail. Mm-hmm. There is no such thing as failure unless you quit. Like there's mm-hmm. not. They're all just like, I've failed a million times, but those million times have been lessons to get me to where I am now. Like I am such a big believer that everything is happening for me, whether it be the hardest thing in the world. Like I have dealt with death. I have dealt with, you know, addiction. I've dealt with so many things. And yet I truly do believe that that is happening for me. And I think so many people, especially now in this day and age where social media is so apparent, is the comparison thing. And what will people think? You know, like, what will people think? What will people think if I start putting my story out there? What will people think if I say that I'm going to do this business? Who am I to do that? You are mm-hmm. someone. Like, I truly believe if it is in your soul to do, and I believe that you've said this before too, like, you know, just because it's your calling, there's 10 million other women who have that calling as well.
Yes.
And someone is going to resonate with with me, which is crazy to think that someone will resonate with me more than Lori Harder, or mm-hmm. someone's going to resonate with Lori Harder more than Oprah, or whatever it is, right? Like, there is, you have an actual purpose on this planet. And there's so many people that just don't decide on themselves because of fear of failure and fear of what other people are going to think. And at the end mm-hmm. of your life, you are truly going to look back and be like, who the F give a shit what they thought? You know what? Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, like, the failures and all of the hard things, like, my husband's line is, we do hard things. And I think that's mm-hmm. one of the greatest lines, because hard things have made me who I am. Hard things have made him who he is. And that is the journey. It's like, I'm, you know, I do the Stairmaster at the gym, and everyone's always said, have you ever got to the top? And it's kind of like life. You know what I mean? Like, I've been doing it for 15 years.
I've never heard that. Yeah.
Oh yeah. The guys at the gym are always like, have you ever made it to the top yet? I'm like, not quite. But that's life, right? You're on the Stairmaster and you're never getting to the top. It's a part of the journey.
Mm-hmm. That is such a great analogy, because that's what it feels like. You're like, there better be some sort of reward after this. And then you're like, the reward is that I have to do it tomorrow again.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding? Like,
yeah.
it's accepting that. Like, there's never, I don't know if there's ever been another analogy for how that actually feels. Like, I heard in this girl at SoulCycle was like, sometimes at the top of the mountain is another mountain. And I'm like, or always. There's like, sometimes you reach that peak and you're like, dang, you mean I was supposed to just enjoy the journey and keep choosing what lights me up so that I can continue on and like be in my purpose and all of the reasons. So I want to know, like, okay, so let's say I'm somebody who doesn't fully understand this yet. Like, maybe I'm listening to this and I'm still saying, yeah, maybe it's easy for them to say, or they don't understand my circumstances, or this shit is so hard, or this feels crazy, or I have anxiety, or whatever that looks like. Maybe I'm not supported. What will happen if she doesn't decide? Like, what if she doesn't choose her? What will the rest of her life feel like? What will she feel like? What will her relationships be like?
You know, I kind of lately have come to the realization that it's your responsibility. Mm-hmm. It's your responsibility to live that calling in your soul, because you never know what, like, almost like I've told a client this past week, like, you're being super selfish. Maybe mm-hmm. this isn't about you. You know what I mean? Like, literally, if you wouldn't, and this is a perfect example, if you wouldn't have stepped into the fear, there's thousands of women, including myself, who have looked to you, and you have done hard things, way hard things than a lot of people, because you were one of the first people to do it. And if you would have been selfish in your life and said, oh, that's too hard, I can't do that, you wouldn't have opened up the path for so many. You have no idea who you're impacting. And yeah, right now you could be listening to this and saying, well, that's Lori Harder. And that's, Lori Harder has a story. Christina LaCure has a story. Mm-hmm. We all have stories, but it's those who are willing to do the hard things and willing to decide that they're going to do the hard thing over and over and over. It's almost like, get comfortable doing the hard things, because it's like, you do one hard thing and you get that like, aha, and guess what? There's another hard thing right around the corner. Mm. But it's your responsibility. You have a purpose, and you have no idea the person that you're impacting, how many people they could turn around and impact. You may be only impacting 5 people, but those 5 people may impact 5 million.
Oh my God. It's so, so true. And thank you for all of that. And it's so true for everybody. Like, just the word responsibility, like right when you said that, it was like this to my bones and to my core. It was like, yes, like responsibility being for your own happiness, your legacy, your fulfillment, your entire reason for being. Like, we can often feel like, oh, it's our spouse's responsibility to make sure that we have, you know, that we're also happy, or that they're making us happy. Or it's really easy to look to other people, or my friends don't make me as happy as I want to be. It's like, when you feel fulfillment from things that you love and in stepping into your purpose, all of the other things line up. And I never, ever think like, oh, don't get me wrong, there are times where I like place judgment or whatever that looks like, or like want to point blame or point responsibility for my happiness on other people. But at the end of the day, when I'm showing up for my purpose, and I know that you know this and talk on this all the time, it's like everything falls into place. It's like you don't look to your relationships to fulfill you. Mm-hmm. They just do. They just do. Like, but you're not looking at them and holding them responsible for your happiness or your fulfillment. So it's just like you attract it. So I'm really excited because you have your, well, here's the thing, right? We all canceled all of our events.
Yay!
Not me. Project. And you scheduled yours as a virtual event. So instead of your in-person event, which you do every year, decide it's your turn. You have now done it virtually, which I'm so excited to speak at. And you have other epic speakers who I'd love for you to just kind of run down what you're doing, who you have speaking there, when it is, all the stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm super honored to have you as usual. You know that. But a good friend of ours, Amy Ladine, who I just spoke on, Amy is going to be speaking. Kat Golden, who you love and adore, world changer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've told her for years that she's going to be on Ellen and I'm going to be in the front row. You can sit beside me. You're coming. Jordan Lee Dooley is speaking. Mm-hmm. Michael Dash is speaking. Mm-hmm. Who else is speaking? Danny J. Johnson mm-hmm. is speaking. And then I have two morning workout instructors. So we're doing live virtual workouts in the morning. And a singer-songwriter, Sarah Faith. She's a Nashville songwriter. She's performing every day at the end of the day. So I'm really, really looking forward to it. But, you know, I just think that it was a hard decision. You made a hard decision. I made a hard decision. You made a hard decision in taking Bliss Project to hopefully this fall. And I made a hard decision taking my in-person event virtually. But for me, it just felt right. And now I'm super excited that people from around the world can now be joining. We have people from Australia and Japan and Spain and Paraguay, countries that I don't even know exist.
Totally.
So I'm super excited about it. And it's May 15th and 16th. It's a virtual event. And I, like you and I discussed, I'd love to be able to offer your community a discount code HAPPY. So,
okay. So it's discount code HAPPY. So it's going to be, what's the website? And it's
decideitsyourturn.com. Decide it's your turn for any woman who's ready to decide it's her turn to live a life that she absolutely loves, follow her purpose, make a profit. And, you know, honestly, I truly believe that making that decision, the universe always supports you in what you want, but you have to take the first decision.
Oh my God. Amen. So decideitsyourturn.com, and it is 50% off of the ticket price if you enter the discount code HAPPY, HAPPY. Is there any caps or anything?
Capitals, all capitals.
All caps, all cap happy, because we don't lowercase happy. So exactly. All cap happy. And where can we find you and follow you, Christina?
I'm at bechristina, bechristina. And for years, the reason why that is, I was known as Golf Christina, but every day I just want to show up as Be Christina. I just want to be myself every day. Oh. And I want everyone else to just be themselves. So Be Christina.
Oh my God, I love that. And you guys, I've linked up everything in the show notes. If you love this episode, something that I've been asking that I would love for you to do, whatever Christina said or however she added value to your life, if you would upload the episode to your stories, just take a screenshot of this title right now, upload it to your stories, tag at Be Christina, tag myself, and I will probably end up sharing your story and write your takeaway on it. So what did she get you to? What aha? How did she help you? All of the things. So we just love to see who is listening, who's coming to the event, who we get to see virtually. And I cannot wait to be there with everybody. It's going to feel so amazing. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.